Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
As you know, Jake, Jackson Dart replacing Russell Wilson as the Giants' starting quarterback and defensive tackle, Dexter Lawrence, appears thrilled with the news.
That ain't my call, honestly. He's my quarterback now, so I'm going to be by his side and roll with him to the end.
How concerned should Giants fans be that the locker room isn't behind Dart after that answer?
Not that this is out of context. I feel like this might be one where Dexter Lawrence just, like, he did not seem thrilled. I don't know that this was the sell of, I don't believe in Jackson Dart, it's whatever. I think that was, I could imagine a Browns player giving that answer.
I think, yeah, that's not the endorsement you think it might be.
Well, it might be with the Giants. They're not good either.
So here's the thing. I think it's like the Switzerland of answers, because I agree with you. It's not like I don't care. I think it's like, hey, he's the quarterback and I'm behind him. That doesn't mean you're actually behind him, though. Like, I think this is the right move for this. I think when a locker room's ambivalent about a quarterback move, that might actually be worse than if they violently hated it. Right?
Yeah, in a way.
You'd like your locker room to feel some sort of way when the answer 3 weeks in is, he's my quarterback. Oh, boy. And Dexter's got a personality. That's not a guy who doesn't have a personality to talk.
Yeah, it might just be overall the Giants locker room or the Giants quarterback room that's just purely bad then, because I can tell you right now, I don't think any of those players are excited out of what they saw out of Russ throwing the ball, you know, 20 feet over the back of the end zone 18 times in one game. I don't think they'd be very excited about Jameis. Makes sense that you go to Jackson Dart. I don't know. It feels like it's not that bad. Let's go to Mike Tomlin talking to the media, where he mentions a little bit of Joe Flacco, but actually maybe accidentally throws shade at Anthony Richardson.
In the short term that Carson is playing for him, we were in a similar situation a year ago. We were playing in Indianapolis, man, and I commented to the guys that, you know, keep Richardson upright. Don't put Flacco in the game. And, you know, Flacco ended up in the game.
Nick, which quarterback would you rather have, 2025 Joe Flacco, or would you rather have Anthony Richardson?
2025 Joe Flacco. That is process of elimination. Anthony Richardson is barely awake in meetings. He's barely a football player. He's not a real adult. I hope he figures it out, because physically he is as talented as you can possibly be. I've seen 100 Anthony Richardsons come to the NFL and wash out quickly as first round picks in my lifetime. At least with Joe, he'll be the adult in the room.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing you have going for you. Because, like, I'd probably very slightly lean Joe. I don't know that this wasn't just shade thrown at both of them, or should have been shade thrown at both of them. It's like, okay, if they put in Joe Flacco, like, they might be better, but they're not going to be good. Like, Joe wasn't good with Indianapolis. It's just he wasn't, you know, coming off the field on critical third downs and fourth downs, because I'm a little bit tired.
Yeah, I mean, like, and listen, Anthony had a couple moments where he was fine. And he had a couple winning moments there, but it's like, I can't trust you to do the work during the week. Why am I going to trust you on Sundays? At the very least, I know Joe will do everything he can to win. You might not win, right? But I know his teammates are going to be behind the human being there. There's so many things with Anthony that you have to worry with that you just don't with Joe.
I think if I was an opposing head coach, I'd actually be more scared of Anthony Richardson in a way, though.
Show your work very quickly.
Just because of the physical attributes. Like, he can do something as a runner. He's a little bit raw as a passer, but the deep throws there. Like, he had a lot of deep connections with Josh Downs, Al Pierce.
A little raw?
Well, I think it's a little more. Raw,
but it's sushi. Yeah. That's kind of raw we're talking about there.
It's a lot to work on.
Omaha!
Rays reliever Peter Fairbanks blew a kiss towards the Orioles dugout this week, but he insisted after the game it wasn't towards the dugout.
For people that want to speculate out there, this is straight from the source. It was to a guy about Adam Berry's size, wearing about a 2008 Majestic dugout jacket and a dad Orioles hat. Look, from everything I've heard about their squad, from Bake and everything, I don't think that I'd be chirping a group of Lego-loving people like that, especially after, you know, unfortunately, smoking their number one prospect.
All right. Who caught the worst stray there? The Orioles' dad or the Orioles themselves?
I think it was the Orioles themselves. The Orioles' dad stuff wasn't great, but, I mean, he just ripped apart the Orioles right there.
So the cherry on top is, I smoked your number one prospect and struck him out. The real insult is there's no, like, listen, I love Legos. I'm an adult who, when my kids play with Legos, I'm like, if I have to, all right? Still, if somebody called me a Lego-loving human being, those are fighting words. As adults, there's a connotation to that, that you're not a real adult. And by the way, no one hates those connotations more than baseball players who are sensitive to any kind of insult, whether it's a good insult or not. Yeah, the Orioles caught the worst stray here.
Yeah, I don't love the Orioles dad part of it either. Very weird interaction altogether.
I'm here for Peter Fairbanks.
Yeah?
No one talks more crap in baseball through the media than Peter Fairbanks. When he washes out, every reliever washes out. When he's on his, I got to make the end of my career last, be it in Cleveland.
You're just looking for the mile straw climb the center field wall, basically.
What? Yes. Yeah, but it's like with Lego adult slang that I'm just like, all right. Like when somebody's like, I'm going to kick their ass, it doesn't do anything for me anymore. I shouldn't say that. It doesn't hit as hard as when somebody has a very creative insult, like a surgically precise insult of you as a human being that cannot be denied is so much better than like, you're a wimp.
I don't think I'd be that bothered by it, but
you're 22. You still play with Legos.
I actually do build Legos. I enjoy that. It's a lot of fun.
See?
You said you like him too. Cal Raleigh hit his 60th home run of the season.
Big double!
That is the most by a catcher in a single season, period. It's most by a Mariner in a single season, period. Now, the story's in the stands, though. A fan caught the ball, and then before the Mariners team members could approach him, because obviously they're going to want that one back, he handed it to a kid and allowed the kid to be taken away by the Mariners team member. Would you have done the same?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
No.
I don't think I would have either.
No. Actually, I'm going to take that back. I have kids. So, yeah, I'd have to set that good example. I would. I'd be so tempted to be like, could we get a milli out of this? Could I get 100,000 and maybe free tickets for next year? Something like that. And in the end, if there's a little kid right next to me, I'd be like, you need this more than me. Right?
No, I think the $100,000 more than the kid.
No, that kid could go to college off that. By the way, the kid could just decide to keep the ball.
College off of that.
The kid could just decide to keep the ball.
Yeah, okay, if this is a random home run ball, I'm giving that away every single time. Like, that doesn't matter to me. It doesn't mean anything to me. When it's a $100,000 ball, no, that one's for me. I'm holding on to that one.
No, I think it means even more. It's the most, like, a random home run ball is a nice gesture. It really is. But a potential six figures baseball is like the nicest thing you could do. That is the ultimate eschewing of monetary, of you know, some sort of financial whatever. Even if you need it, it's the most human thing you could do.
That's like finding a winning lottery ticket on the ground and being like, you know what? There's a kid right there. Let me hand it to him.
That's not even close. Kids don't play the lottery. He couldn't even cash it, by the way.
No, he couldn't, but
yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm
just saying is what you say.
If you find $100,000 on the ground, you're just going to be like, the kid needs it more. No, I'm okay. I'll take the $100,000.
No, that's totally different. The kid's not going to go home, and he's not going to frame the lottery ticket.
He's not going to keep the ball either. His parents would not let him keep a ball that they're offering $100,000. They're going to tell him, that sends you to college.
Well, then it's the parents' job to be like, hey, let's split this. But if you're going to let me, sorry, that's not right. If you're going to force the kid to do it, then as a parent, you have to be like, hey, let's all get this together. But if it's the kid's decision, he gets to make that decision. Well, that's the kid's decision. You did the right thing handing him the baseball. That was a very kind thing. You play with Legos and you are mean to children. That's all I've learned about you in this segment.
Not a father.
That you know of. Unbeaten USC is on the road in Champaign, Illinois this week to face 23rd-ranked Illinois with a noon kickoff, which greatly displeases Trojans head coach Lincoln Riley.
Going from the absolute latest kick in the country to the absolute earliest kick in the country is has its challenges, but the challenge is, like, it is what it is, right? We don't make the schedule, and so, clearly. And so, we've had to adapt a little bit in the way that we prepare.
Does Lincoln Riley have a right to gripe about this early game for USC?
I don't really think so. Like, I'd be irritated if I was a part of the fan base. I'd be irritated if I was a coach or the players. But NFL players go from playing on Sunday to Thursday or from playing on Monday to Sunday. You have short turnarounds in this game. And it's like, you don't make the schedule. You also, as big programs, get to pick some of your schedule and end up scheduling cupcakes anyway, where you're going to go play Grambling State and then turn around and play not another great team. If there's a back-to-back that you don't like, so be it. You also played two gimme wins at some point there, too.
I'm aware that college coaches do not have the power they had 20 years ago. I'm also aware that if Fox wants your game at noon, Fox is going to get your game at noon. Coaches have so much more power than they ever admit. So while I understand there are logistical reasons why going from the latest game played to the earliest game played the next week, the body clock stuff is real, and I do understand that. But when he's like, we don't control the schedule, it's like, that's not entirely true. And like, it's playing the us against them, and it's like, you're all the same team. Like, the network, the conference, and you're all the same team here. If you really hated this, something tells me you could do something about it. So it falls a little bit on deaf ears with that one. John Fanta, NBC Sports, joins us next. We'll get into the Guardians-Tigers series to a man who loves him some Cleveland Guardians baseball in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.